Hello and welcome to the Beatles World Cup, where 213 Beatles songs are presented before us like MasterChef Australia / New Zealand. And slowly but surely, we're going to whittle them down, smash some against the wall, throw some in the bin saying, you think that's a song?
We give them a little taste test.
Yeah. And at the end of it, we're going to have the most perfect, delicious dish in front of us. We just don't know what it is yet because we're only at heat 39. I say only. There's only 51 heats, so we're heading towards the end, Rob.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Last week, Nowhere Man came out of nowhere.
Yes.
Yeah. And got through. Sergeant Pepper did not. Interesting choice, really. But we both agreed. This week, we have four new random songs, and they are fairly random. Rob, what did we pick out?
We've got Good Morning from Sergeant Peppers. We've got I Need You from Help, Mother Nature's Son from the White Album, and Yes It Is, which is a B-side.
Nice. Let's crack into it. This is the Beatles World Cup. Rob, a few weeks back, we talked about having an interesting, we called it mediocre, but let's say sort of middle of the road week. I kind of feel like we might be heading there this week.
You think?
I think. Let's crack in. Good morning.
Good morning, Jono. This song's from the period where John, who at times had been very prolific, there are early Beatles albums where John was writing most of the stuff. Like, as we all know, it's Lennon McCartney, but one would bring more of an idea than the other, and John was more prolific initially, but here at this time he was being a very lazy songwriter, only reaching for some real low-hanging fruit, you know, what's on TV, what's in a newspaper, oh, Julian's done a drawing, hey, there's a poster on my wall, you know. And he would just pull some ideas from those low-hanging fruits.
God,
and
when you,
and
when
make
you say
something
like that, it is pretty.
It's true, though.
Yeah, no.
Because Good Morning was actually a cornflakes commercial, which apparently began with the phrase good morning, and he was like, oh, yeah, I'll use that. And he just ran with it. So as a kid, I really didn't like this at all. It was one of the Sgt. Pepper songs that I'd get to it. I'd be like, oh, no, it's another song on this bloody album I don't like. And I still don't particularly like it now. I like it a bit better, but not much more. It doesn't even sound like the Beatles to me, Jono. I know that must sound weird because you can hear it's John singing or at least speaking these sort of words. But I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. It's like an alternate dimension Beatles. You know, the most Beatlesy bit is the guitar goes nuts at one point.
Which makes no sense and doesn't fit with the song. Like the guitar coming in is like, what? That's it. You've blasted in from another song, guitar.
George was a bit bored.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this one is like, I'm not so sure about this one.
Time structure-wise, it is all over the place.
Yes.
It almost, at one point, it feels like they've kind of like, the tape's sped up slightly. Like it feels like they're almost, it's running out too quickly when all those sound effects come on with all the cats and elephants and the hunt and the lion, and it's very strange. Definitely grab and go lyrics, that's what I call them, like just John's grab and go lyrics, where just get anything you can. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay. Is it okay, John?
Yeah, again, just the way he rambles through the lyric, it just doesn't feel right to me. It doesn't feel Beatlesy. Just, I think they're trying to do something with it, you know, because like you say, it's all over the place, but I think that could be deliberate. Like, let's do a bit of this and a bit of that, and let's throw in this guitar, and they're throwing a lot of stuff at it. It just doesn't work in this case.
I'll give you a little bit of, this is, you know, sort of internal trivia here about the Beatles World Cup podcast. Originally, when I was sort of thinking, oh, what would make a good like little theme tune at the beginning? thought if we could just get a remake of the instrumental of the Good Morning instrumental, which is on the deluxe edition of Sgt. Pepper, which was released 4 or 5 years ago.
Really? Why did you want that?
There's something quite... The actual like background stuff is quite cool because it basically goes... dum, 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 dum. So the actual background stuff that they're doing, like the bass track for the whole thing, is actually quite fun. It's got like a bit of energy to it. But then you kind of put this vocal over it, which is sort of saying nothing at all and ambling around. And then changing structure, and then the guitar comes in. It's like, what? What is going on? This is a mess. And then the sound effects, and I don't know. Do you know that John asked for the sound effects of the order of the animals to be done in order of which one would eat the next one?
I've never heard that, but that's quite funny.
Rooster, cat, dog, something, lion, elephant, and then it's got the hunt, which doesn't really make any sense.
Is it like that children's book where the caterpillar eats everything? Am I misremembering?
No, thinking of the there was an old lady who swallowed a fly.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Yes. We had it as a picture book at school.
And there's an updated version of that now, which is called There Was an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Mozzie. She must have been Aussie. She swallowed the Aussie to catch the snake. She swallowed the snake to catch the echidna. She swallowed the echidna to get... It's like an Australian riff on a thing. Anyway.
Is this what you drum in the kids over there?
What? That they're Aussie?
Yeah, Aussies eat mozzies. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, God. Okay.
There we go. Is it not true? Anyway. Let's move on from that to I Need You.
I Need You. This is one of... two songs only, the other one being You Like Me Too Much, that George didn't comment on in his 1980 biography or autobiography, I Me Mine. Now, I don't know why that is. Notably, it's the only George song in Help, the movie Help. But as to why he doesn't mention it in this book when he talks about all these other songs, I don't know. Does it suggest he didn't particularly rate it? Did he forget about it? I mean, again, it was his only song in Help. You'd think he'd remember it, but no, he doesn't talk about it. Interesting. I've always had a bit of a soft spot for it myself. Like so many songs we do on the podcast, it's not top-tier Beatles, but I think it's a really good George vocal, good harmonies, as we always talk about. I think the percussion is quite good as well. It trades a bit on the two-note sort of motif, you know, as it's giving, like, you know.
Beautifully done, Rob.
Thank you. And at the end, it doesn't seem to know how to end. So it just ends, and it's a little bit messy. But I like it. I like it more than Good Morning, Good Morning. I'll say that much.
I feel like this is another one of those it's fine songs. Do you know one weird thing about this? They finished writing this, him and John. I think he went round to John's and finished it off. I spent some time with him. In the early hours of the morning before Ringo's wedding to Mo.
Wow. How interesting.
Yeah. That is literally the most interesting thing I could find about it. Because apart from that, yes, there's some lovely... is it cowbells? Is Ringo doing the cowbells in this one?
Yes, that's what I mean by percussion. There's all sorts of good percussion in this. Yeah.
Hmm. I quite like the recording of George on this. His voice sounds quite clean, double-tracked.
I think it's a good vocal, yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. I need you, maybe I need you more than I know.
Well, jot it down, think about it.
There's a question mark there. There's definitely a question mark. Let's move on to Mother Nature's Son.
Mother Nature's Son. This is a Maharishi era song. They hadn't got to India with him yet, but I think they'd seen a lecture from him or something at this point. And it's notable because John sort of went away from this lecture and wrote something very similar called Child of Nature, which I have as a demo on a bootleg CD somewhere around here, which is interesting. They were so similar, they basically decided, well, let's just use one or the other. So they used Paul's song.
Child of Nature ended up as Jealous Guy, didn't it?
It did. Mm. And in fact, when I hear Jealous Guy, I can sing sort of Child of Nature to it in my head. Or if I'm listening to that bootleg and Child of Nature comes on, I think, oh, this is Jealous Guy. Oh, no, it's not. So it's quite funny. I think this is really good. I think this is Paul showing off his finger picking on the guitar. I think there's a nice mellow lyric. Yes, it does go into a very McCartney-esque, you know, do-do-do-do-do-do, you know, bit with those extra instruments. There might be a bit of brass section in there as well. It's like, ooh, I'm not sure about this. But it doesn't outstay its welcome when it comes on, and it's probably there just to dress it up. Otherwise, it'd be a bit bare. But overall, yeah, I like it. I like Mother Nature's Son.
It's certainly a well-covered song. It's been covered by Harry Nilsson, Jack White, John Denver, and Sheryl Crow.
Jack White of what? Of the White Stripes?
Yeah. He played it at the White House of all places, ironically. White House. When Paul got the, it wasn't the Presidential Medal of Freedom, but it was something like that.
Do you know if he did the do-do-do-do bit?
Probably.
Oh. I'll have to look that up.
Do-do-do-do. We come back to the same problem again though, Rob. It's only Paul on it. No one else is involved with this. In fact, John apparently got pissed off that he was doing these recordings by himself.
Right.
Which is ironic because he did Julia, you know, as well by himself.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the story of the White Album. They all sort of do their own thing. Yeah.
It's nice. I mean, it's no Blackbird.
No, it's not, you know, which is probably the closest sort of cousin to this one, you know, Paul finger-picking again on an acoustic guitar.
Mm.
But no, it's not as good. No, not at all.
This definitely feels like, I think you're right, if this had been on McCartney,
you know,
it would have been unsurprising.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's move from Mother Nature's Son to Yes It Is.
Yes It Is, which I mentioned was a B-side. It's the B-side to Ticket to Ride. Now, if you want to grab it, don't buy Ticket to Ride. That'd be very hard to find these days on single. Go and get Past Masters 1. That's where you'll find it. Essentially, this is John trying to write or rewrite This Boy. And it didn't quite work out. I think I've mentioned that on a past episode where, you know, the Beatles would steal from themselves sometimes. This was kind of a rewrite of This Boy. John didn't rate it, but George absolutely loved it and was disappointed it wasn't the A-side of Ticket to Ride, believe it or not, because Ticket to Ride is a fabulous song. But George really, really rated this. That said, although it's from the Help sessions, it wasn't picked for the film. So I think the overriding vibe in the band, even though George liked it, was that it wasn't good. I think John in particular not liking it is probably what put the kibosh on that. It's a song I discovered when I was about 13 because I got this CD. Before then, I'd never heard it, you know, just being an obscure B-side. And being a slow, melancholic kind of thing, it got my attention right away because, yes, I liked sad bastard music even when I was a kid, but I do think it's got a lot going for it. I love how the instruments sound. I love how the guys harmonize. This is them channeling the 50s very much. It feels very nostalgic to listen to. When we talk about underrated songs, like we have on several episodes of this show over time, this is very much an underrated song. I'm not with George that it should replace Ticket to Ride as the A-side, but I'm with him in terms of it being a good song.
Yeah, I have to agree on that. I think I like the fact that it's sort of it's nice slow thing and those harmonies are lovely, and then the chorus just kind of comes out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just sort of launches out and has such a, just the way that they sing that with like, yes it is, yes it is, like it's got a real sort of passion to it, that part. Mm-hmm. Which I quite like. It's surprising, and who would have thought a slow Beatles number, and I'm sitting there going, I'm kind of enjoying it. A slow early Beatles number. Early-ish.
Well, I mentioned how the instruments sound. And I just think it's got a really nice vibe to it.
Mm.
You know, I'm not even sure what the instrument is making that sort of sharpish noise, that sort of noise in the background. But I like it. And for an early recording, it sounds very good too.
Mm.
Well, it's not a super early recording, but, you know, Ticket to Ride is still pretty early in their career. It sounds nice. Yeah, I've got a lot of time for this one.
Hmm. Well, yes, it is time to wrap things up. Yep, good. And we've got to pick our four songs. Now, out of our four songs, what one we're going to choose? So, Good Morning, Good Morning, I Need You, Mother Nature's Son, Yes, It Is.
Hmm. It's a process of elimination this week because it is sort of, you know, an interesting week, shall we say. Good Morning, Good Morning gets the flick first. it's just not there for me.
Please.
I Need You, ooh, goes close, but maybe the fact George didn't even want to mention it in his book sells me that, you know, maybe I don't want to mention it again on the podcast. So maybe we'll flick that. Mother Nature's Son, and Yes, It Is. Oh, if Macca didn't the do bit, that'd go through. So I'm left with Yes, It Is, Jono.
Blimey heck.
What?
It's a win for the you never choose early Beatles songs stuff, guys. Because I also surprisingly, yeah, Yes, It Is sitting there, but I'm happy that it's sitting there. I think it's underrated, and I think it deserves to win this week. I'm with you.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Is that all we have?
I mean, we had to pick one, didn't
yeah.
we? But
yeah.
No, there's something to, I mean, those harmonies are great and complex too. They're not easy things to do, I'm sure. But they did them, and they did them well. Well yeah, done.
I think John made something better than he thought he made here.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, Yes, It Is our winner.
Very good.
So to speak. All right, let's dig into next week, though. We've got to pick out of four more random songs, and let's see what they are.
Mm-hmm. Got
the old notepad ready?
Always.
All right. Okie dokie.
Mm-hmm.
First up next week is I'll Get You.
I'll Get You. It's a B-side of some kind, I think.
Oh, Darling. Darling.
Yep. I almost launched into doing it like Paul. Then I thought, no, my voice will crack and it'll be very embarrassing because you won't edit it out of the podcast. So I
won't do it. Now, Rob, if we don't agree next week, I'm sure that we can work it out.
Great single, yes.
Yeah. And final one next week. Oh, Girl.
Oh, Rubber Soul. Yes, thank you, God.
There we go. right, let us know what you think, because we always want to know whether we picked the right one.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell us if we were wrong, and we will nod and keep on walking, but we do appreciate your feedback. So if you want to let us know, the best way to do it is via Twitter generally, isn't it, Rob? On our poll.
I'm chattiest on Twitter, yes.
Yeah. Our poll each week, which will give you the chance to say what you think should have gone through. Also, you can find us, by the way, on Twitter at Beatles World Cup. You can also find us on Facebook and email us at thebeatlesworldcup@gmail.com. And if you'd like to rate and review us, that always helps. Very much.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that'll be awesome. Anyway, yes, it is time to go.
It is. It is. I enjoyed this week.
It was all right. It was all right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I like week. That we put through something that was a bit odd.
We'll do it again next week, I'm sure.
Okay.
See you then.
Bye.